share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. This is a PSA to never frame cats for crimes they did not commit. At a time when most Malaysians are terrified about the ever-rising COVID-19 cases, this Malaysian mother decided to innocently prank her family. Twitter user @PettyMa shared her mum's antics after she caused her family to panic for a quick moment and even seemed truly proud of herself. Timma's mother texted the family group chat, seemingly panicked that the place she went to had someone with a pink wristband. Just to refresh your memory, pink wristbands are worn by people who are supposed to be in quarantine to make sure they've not contracted the COVID-19 virus. In the message, the rest of the family members were panicking as well and even asked her to come back. Timma's mother even said she might be calling the police station to report the perpetrator. You can imagine her frustration when Timma's mother revealed the actual criminal who has been roaming around with a pink wristband. Her mother simply asked, "Can we call the police station?" and sent the picture of the criminal. Yep, it was an innocent catto who had the misfortune of roaming the area with a pink collar. If you don't know whether to be confused, angry, or amused, join the club. But in the midst of all the panic, Timma's mother managed to not only prank her family but also made many Malaysians have a good laugh. Timma's tweet has since garnered over 11,000 retweets and 19,000 likes, with netizens sharing their own furry, pink wristband cattos. One netizen said she even tried the same prank with her mother. In case you were having a bad day, maybe this a reminder for you to stay positive. Also read, this catto eating its owner's degree is proof that some pets wake up and choose violence. Source, Twitter source, Twitter source, Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.